Hello.
Hi, this is Rudy. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Actually, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey, okay? Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, okay? And I'll spit them out here. For example, jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. How about voting rights?
10.
Okay. And criminal justice reform?
10.
Health care?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Climate change?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Education, kindergarten through 12th grade?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Immigration?
10.
And democracy?
10.
Okay, moving forward. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Good. What is your race?
African-American.
Excellent. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Excellent. What is the year of your birth, if you don't mind me asking?
62.
62?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A BS, college.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
A 5.
Okay. All right. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
A 3.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And I'll spit him out here. Raphael Warnock.
10.
Okay. How about Tim Walz?
A 5.
Okay. How about Brad Raffensperger?
A 5.
Okay. How about John Ossoff?
A 10.
Okay. How about J.D. Vance?
A 0.
Okay. How about Brian Kemp?
A 5.
Okay. How about Andrew Dickens? Or Andre Dickens, sorry. Andre Dickens.
A 10.
Okay. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democratic candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
Who did you vote for?
Who were the candidates?
Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It ain't got any better and it ain't got no worse.
Okay, so no change at all. It's the same, okay?
Same.
Okay. All right. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A small difference.
Small difference, okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And I'll read them out here. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I am sorry. I don't got brain fog on you because it's taking too long.
We're almost done. I try to read as fast as possible, but if I need to, I can read a little bit slower. But
we will know what my choices are for this answer.
Okay, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now, right? After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. So 0 means that certainly did not prevent progress. A 10 means certainly prevented progress. And a 5 means that you're not sure. And then you can select in between if whatever you choose, okay?
Okay.
So, for example, do you think the Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly prevented progress or did not prevent progress?
A 5.
Okay. How about your local mayor? Do you think he prevented progress or certainly prevented progress?
A 5.
Okay. How about black voters? Did they not prevent progress or they certainly prevented progress?
A 5.
Okay. How about COVID-19 recovery? Did COVID prevent progress or certainly did not prevent progress or certainly prevented progress?
A 5.
Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress, did they not prevent progress or they certainly prevented progress?
A 5.
Okay. Vice President Harris, did she not prevent progress or certainly prevented progress?
A 5.
Okay. Good. All right. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and its statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them out, okay? So the statement says, because we voted, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to ease financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would this strongly motivate you to vote or not motivate you to vote at all? Okay, good. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. This statement, would it strongly motivate you to vote or would not motivate you to vote at all?
Eight.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would this strongly motivate you to vote or would not motivate you to vote at all?
A 10.
Okay. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Would this knowledge would strongly motivate you to vote or would not motivate you to vote at all?
A 10.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Would this strongly motivate you to vote or would not motivate you to vote at all? Okay, good. Thank you for your responses so far, and we're almost done, okay? I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that is perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. And again, we're already 80% into the survey. We're almost done. It's only like two or three more questions more.
Please, let's go forward. Don't ask me something you've already asked me before, unless it's part of the going forward.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10?
A 7.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again,
a 0, seven.
No power at all? Okay.
7.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election, from 0 to 10, where 10 yes and 0 no?
A 10.
A 10? Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
No change, stay the same.
Okay. Are you registered to vote or, like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Good. Where did you register to vote on your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago?
20 years ago.
Okay, good. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically? And how did you register to vote, ma'am? By mail? In person?
In person.
A voter register? Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
A female.
Okay, good. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? And are you the parent or guardian? Are you a parent? Okay. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Okay, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Good. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time.
Full-time, okay. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
80.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right. You as well. All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.